Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the Knight Rider, the Rough Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, the coming GOP train wreck on August the 6th, 2015. Well, let's get right to it. Thursday night, this week, is the first GOP televised presidential debate. Choo-choo. Choo-choo, choo-choo, all aboard the chump train, the chimp train. Oh, excuse us, we really meant the Trump train. For the legions of Donald Trump fans, we meant no disrespect. We were only pointing out what has only become painfully obvious to most fair-minded and even-keeled observers. To be fair, it would be more accurate to say that the Donald is merely the head chimp among the other 15 chumps. At last count, we had 16 GOP presidential candidates. Let's list them one by one quickly. George Pataki, governor of New York, Bobby Jindal, governor of Louisiana, governor of New Jersey, Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, John Kasich, governor of Ohio, Marco Rubio, GOP senator of Florida, Carly Fiorina, former Hewlett-Packard head, Rand Paul, senator of Kentucky, Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, Rick Santorum, former GOP senator from Pennsylvania, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, a medical doctor, and Jeb Bush, former governor, GOP governor of Florida. With Donald Trump polling at anywhere between 20 and 24%, Thursday's slugfest, the GOP presidential TV debate, should answer once and for all just how viable Donald Trump is as a presidential candidate. The first thing that comes to mind is that the only real threat to Trump is himself. He simply maintains his current persona and the level of performance that he has demonstrated over the last few months that contributed to his dramatic rise to the top of the GOP 2016 leaderboard, then all bets are off. In 2016 is going to be a monumental spinoff of The Apprentice. Let's quickly gloss through the 15 GOP candidates with a one-word assessment as they respectively relate to the Donald. George Pataki. Who? Bobby Jindal. Who? Chris Christie. Fatso. Rick Perry. Dumbo. Scott Walker. Gestapo. John Kasich. Reverend. Marco Rubio, Deportado, Carly Fiorina, Semolina, Rand Paul, Randy, Lindsey Graham, Flimsy, Mike Huckabee, Snake Oil, Rick Santorum, Doggy Style, Ben Carson, Parson, and Jeb Bush. Really? Trump is just a front man or stand-in for the 20 to 25% of the GOP base, everything and everyone. If he can simply remain standing and continue talking, he's going to retain that segment, and in so doing will keep himself in the thick of things well on into next year, 2016. He's got the money, the name recognition, and the ways and means to travel and get in front of TV cameras and on radio. He's a juggernaut who appears virtually unstoppable, save for sabotage by his own hands. Trump is Gulliver, and the other GOP candidates are the Lilliputians trying to tie him down to size. In short, the 2016 GOP presidential candidate group is just a circular firing squad. Good luck, boys. Tell six. We'll leave the lights on for you. That wraps it up for another Rough Riders radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider Night Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well. Keep it lit. And remember, we ride, but you decide.